The last Friday in July, inexplicably, but time all the same for one of our culture-file guests to tell us about a few of the things they've been liking, which this time includes a supermarket. In an interview recorded at Shirkin Island's Open Ear Festival earlier this summer, Northern Irish audiovisual artist Stephen McLaughlin, a.k.a. Anne Trentz, shares with us his culture-file likes.
I'm Stephen McLaughlin, and I'm here in Open Ear, playing as Anne Trentz, overlooking the bay. My favourite thing that I've seen this year, actually, is The Idol, which everyone hated and I'd never really understood, because it's like, I'm a huge fan of like, Paul Verhoeven, and like kind of to see this is like kind of like Paul Verhoeven updated for the sort of like influencer era.
Rolling Stone has 6 million followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Half of them probably bots.
Well, I don't know about that.
And Jocelyn has 78 million followers.
I am aware of her follower count.
All real, yeah. I'd assume.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen a better kind of representation of like whenever you're just like hanging out with a few people and you're just like organically making music together. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. It also is the best depictions of like an after party falling apart. I think that's kind of funny.
What was the name of that club?
My favorite author ever is like Michelle Houellebecq. Like Atomized is probably his best. He's intense, and like people kind of like if you read things at like a very surface level, you can see him as a. I mean, he is obviously a reactionary. If you look at the core of what he's saying and most of those things, it's like there's not really anything offensive in there. It's like you kind of have to. People get offended because it's like kind of like he actually says something that's like a little bit too close to the bone. There's a Clannad record called Atlantic Realm that nobody knows about. I keep it as my like deep cut, and it's probably my most sampled thing ever. It's a soundtrack to like a BBC like nature documentary, which it only has like one like sort of like Maura Brennan banger at the start, but like I've been obsessed with it for maybe 10 years. It's literally made for this landscape. It's like the front cover looks like this landscape. When I'm working on the music I do is Anne Trentz, because it's always like a lot of it's always got like ancient Irish history and kind of like archaeology at its core. Without going too Mark Fishery on it, like that sort of like nostalgic vision of like sort of like Celtic futurism from the 90s that I'm obsessed with, but like taking that and putting it through like a much more grisly mincer. Skibbereen Super Value is crazy. If anyone's coming through Skibbereen, hit the Super Value. I love it. I came in here and it's like, oh my god, there's like 5 types of prosciutto. I can't believe it. I'm like a bit of like a perfume obsessive. What am I wearing today? I'm wearing a Corpus Equus by Naomi Goodsear. It smells. It's kind of about like horses. It's like an abstract take on like a. There's a Spanish leather. It's really kind of refreshing to find like a new subculture which I know nothing about, which is kind of like confusing, but it's something that I never want to actually figure out how it works, because like with like music stuff I'm like kind of like I could do that. There's a brand called like Olympic Orchids from America which I absolutely love. The Zoologist as well too. Aesthetically, everything is like repulsive to me. There's like this lizard part of my brain that when I smell their stuff it's just like, you are a genius and I have no idea what this is.
The likes of Stephen McLaughlin there. Coming up tomorrow in your Culture File Weekly, Jennifer Walsh on musical innovator Tony Conrad and 1960s Manhattan's other definition of minimalism. Parisian patisseries are contemplating life after butter. An accidental photo history of Donegal in the work of Declan Doherty, and a very special definition of quiet in the work of the Quiet Music Ensemble. That's all coming up in your Culture File Weekly tomorrow tea time here on RTE Lyric FM, and whenever you fancy it via the Culture File podcast feed in all the podcast places.